to Anything Goes podcast, hosted by Josh Bassett and my co-host Tom Cruise. The Anything Goes podcast is a light-hearted look into the day-to-day life behind the scenes of a professional rugby team.
Throughout the season, we'll be bringing on a series of special guests, discussing hot topics, while we'll also be inviting you to get involved along the way by asking questions on social media. And we'll also be adding in some competitions too. So without further ado, let's play darts!
Why darts? Because you're a hooker. Oh, mate, switch off the drive here.
Grow up.
Welcome to episode 2 of Anything Goes with our new guest, Pudsey Bevan.
Every kitman knows,
well. Yes!
Every kitman does know. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
This week, we've officially banned all clicky pens.
Yeah, we've had some really, really positive feedback. And then, obviously, some feedback was mainly the audio, wasn't it? It was clicking pens, and I think I'm to blame for smashing my chair off the table as well. So sorry about that, gents.
Yeah, but
so
was I wrong to bring my own pen then? I thought it was part of it.
No, that's...
I'll put it down. Sorry, there it is.
It doubles up as Morse code. That's why we really had it in. It was for... Okay. But none of the listeners got it. The media team have broken the bank and got the new microphones in, so...
And we've shut the window as well, so the police sirens they've been muted out as well, so that's good.
And that was because it was so good, they wanted to come and arrest us, didn't they? I'm so long, but...
Guilty as charged.
Still haven't found us, so... still waiting. But, no, really happy to have you here, Pudsey.
Thank you. I've travelled a long way from a kit room.
And, you know, 5:30, so long shift, well, not so long for you.
What have you been doing all day then?
It's the middle of your day, isn't it?
Well, yeah, just starting to do washing. What have you been doing all day then?
Double rugby, you know, working hard, pre-season, back in after a week's break.
A much-needed week's break after the five-week block, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they're making us pay for having a week
off. Okay, so it's kind of like having a real job then?
Oh, wait.
All right. Okay.
Working 9 till 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we know something about that, don't we?
We do.
Off you go.
No, it's really good to have you here, Puds. But obviously, Pudsey isn't your birth name, is it?
Not my birth name.
No, you were going to say your real name.
I was going to say maiden name, and I was like, oh.
Whatever. Only on a Saturday. Yeah. But it is my name now. It's on my passport, my driving licence.
And how long has it been your official name for?
I think 11 years.
11 years?
I changed it 8 months before I told my mum. In that, my sister told my mum in the end. So I didn't tell my mum for 8 months.
Do you think she have been very upset with that?
No. It's the sort of thing.
So she was still calling you bzzz.
My four-letter word. Yeah.
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 So can you tell us a little story about how you came to the Why Pudsey?
Why Pudsey? It's it goes back to, I don't know, maybe over 20 years now. So I used to work at BBC Television Centre. And one night we were in the BBC bar, as you do after work, on the fourth floor.
A few beers.
One or ten, yeah. And then I think the guy that was playing Pudsey Bear the following day at some recording in North London couldn't make it.
You'd given him 10 beers.
And some aspirin. So he couldn't make this filming they were doing. And like you do, how difficult can that be? Yeah, I'll do it. No problem. I didn't think any more of it until the following morning when... my wife comes to wake me up, I had a day off the next day, and my wife comes to wake me up and says, there's a car here for you, a driver. I'm like, okay, what's that? She said, Mr. Bevan, we're going to take you up to North London for some filming, it's Pudsey Bear. So, all right, just jumped in the car and off I went. And so on the back of that, I did quite a lot of filming in the suit as Pudsey Bear. And then...
What, the old car was no more? One chance and you're out.
Well, he gave us 10 beers, aspirin, and I think a load of chloroform, so and never should be seen again.
Chicken Calippo, I think
he was in the Thames. Fair, I think he's still in the Thames.
They still never found the body. But we can cut that out, can't we? But, and so, yes, I did, I think for 17 years, pretty much on the night, there's a few dotted around the country, people in this hot, sweaty, smelly suit.
Yeah. And you took over all of them?
Pretty much. So the one at Television Centre... that most people were watching on Children in Need Night, that we pretty much all grew up watching. That was me, the idiot in the suit.
That is crazy.
So I've got some great stories. I do need to write a book, because I've got one fantastic story about Dale Winton, God rest his soul, that I can't say on a family show. Maybe I'll tell you two boys about it.
We'll have it after dark, and you can tell us on that.
You'll have to. It's a good story.
How long into the Pudsey career did it take for Pudsey to become your nickname?
That started when I started working in football. I worked in professional football.
And
so
they found
Fulham
out
Football
story.
Club was my first club, yeah. So they found out what I did. And then
when you turned up in a Pudsey outfit.
When I'm like, no, I think it's the patch over my eye and I kept waving like that. It's good for radio, isn't it? But, so they started calling me as my nickname. Everybody called me that around the whole sort of game. And then one day I just thought, oh no, let's shell out 65 quid and change it, shall we?
Is that all it was? 65 quid to change your name?
Yeah. And you get a couple of certificates to say that's what you do. Take it to the bank, you send it to the DVLA. So
easy as that?
I don't know if it still is, but it was as easy as that.
Oh, right, nice.
Do you miss Buzz as your name?
No,
or?
No, as I always say, it's a four-letter word, so... There's lots of people called that. There aren't many...
Very true.
Is that a thing, like, you know if someone... You've officially changed your name?
Yes.
Is it, like, if someone does call you by your old name, I don't know if anyone does, like, any relatives...
One of my sisters does.
Is that, like, are you offended by that? Are you, like, I am putting
it on? No, because I was born with that name, so...
Okay.
And also... very hard to trace somebody. If you keep changing your name, it's very hard to trace somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, going back to that missing body. Anyway, carry on.
And like you said then, it started off, your nickname started off in football?
In football.
So you're not just been a rugby kit man, you started off in football. And what club was that?
That was at Fulham. I've only been in...
From years 1998 to 2005.
Oh, he's done it.
Always one step ahead of our guests here on Any Sting Goes.
And you're going to have Chris Coleman walk in the door.
Yeah,
you thought you were here.
We've got a very special guest this week.
It's Chris
Kerr. We had some really good people at that club at that time. I went there... Alan Fyard was the chairman, as you know, at the time. Kevin Keegan was the manager. Well, that's how long ago it was. He was manager there. So you two are probably still at primary school.
That's old school.
If you even...
My first memory of Keegan is I'd love it.
And that was, I think, a year or two, maybe just a year before he came down to Fulham. And so that's how long ago that was.
So any Jimmy Bullards or anyone like that knocking about?
No, Jimmy... I crossed paths him a couple of times, yeah. Some stuff we did with Under Armour once, we were trying to get him as a... So I worked for Under Armour as well. Small plug, three-pin plug.
From years 06 to...
Oh, hello.
That was the Under Armour.
Okay, so you've been on LinkedIn, obviously.
Well,
you've been on LinkedIn.
Oh,
I can't, reveal my sources, unfortunately.
Okay, HP, go on.
So, obviously, going into football straight away at that time, a real professional game, was it a shock going into a kit... Like, you've not been a kit man before?
No. Got the job, had no idea really. I didn't even know what the job was. It's quite self-explanatory in the name, but what you actually had to do, I just had a go and then...
Finished at Fulham, 05, then obviously, like we said, to Under Armour.
And you might have not done your
whole... You went to Cuma, sorry, from 05 to 06. I was just doing the big years.
Nice.
Then to Under Armour, and then we went to Blackburn, 2012 to 2014.
Yeah.
That recently...
Yeah, be that.
That's clean off.
How was that going into a different football? Obviously, you've done 7 years then as like hitman, so you obviously think you're on top of the game. Again, anything to surprise you in Blackburn? Anything different?
No, once you start working in football, it all becomes very similar. It's such a different game, obviously. But the difference between rugby and football is worlds apart.
What respect?
Where do you start? Everything.
What about like the lads?
What can I say? No pressure.
No. The rugby boys are. Now I want to get knock myself in trouble. Everything that most football, not all football players, but most football players are not. There's such a world of difference. Simple thing, please and thank you from you lot. Yeah. Honestly, it's just picking your stuff up.
What we do, what we don't.
No, you lot do. Turning your kit around the right way, putting it in the wheelie bins I take to games rather than stepping out of it, leaving it on the floor, wearing the pants into the shower, stepping out of the pants while they're having a shower and then leaving them all dotted around the shower. Even if we put a washing basket in the middle of the showers, you'd still find the pants all dotted around the washing basket. That's just like silly examples, but
you found like culture-wise it's a lot different.
Yeah, I mean I'm still in touch a little bit with some of the football people.
Yeah.
All my focus now is on rugby, but everything about it.
Is still in touch with a few players?
Some friends on Facebook. There's probably, 10, 12 people that I'm still reasonably close to from my days back there. All the kit men. When I was working at, I think, Blackburn, I started a Facebook page for kit men, thinking I'd maybe get half a dozen to have a moan about things that are happening. I think last count, it was just over 100 from... I've got all the rugby lads involved now. We've got people, international ones, like the Wales kit man.
So just
on
a
there.
Big page to sap about how much you hate the lads, is it?
How little you get paid. not how little you get paid, how much work you do. And to be fair, it's worked quite well, because if there's jobs coming up or people know they're leaving,
you share it out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's worked out pretty well.
Mm. So after then, obviously, you've come to WASD in 2015.
Where did I go in between?
I did have this written down.
Is it not another football club?
No,
is
it
now?
No, I'll tell you, it is now. I've got it on. One second, let me just check. Sales and marketing manager at Player ID, wasn't you?
So yes.
Personalising.
Because when I first came to WASP, I still had that vehicle, didn't I?
Yeah, but you did.
I remember trying to fit the word Johannes for Nathan Hughes on his boots. Lucky he's size 13,
so
otherwise.
Just squeezed it on.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, you've come to WASP 2015.
Yeah.
Was you a fan of rugby before, or was this coming into a complete new environment, complete new sport? Obviously, saying you obviously supported Bristol City before, so had you had any involvement in rugby before, or is this all brand new?
No, my last involvement with rugby before I came to WASP was playing rugby at school. And literally, that was, I'd kind of watched it a little bit, and you focus on the national team. Gloucester was my team, I'm from that area, but no, I came into it again. Completely, the job itself is fairly straightforward. You know what you're doing. If you prepare and plan, it's fine. But it was a bit of an eye-opener about how much better it is to work in this environment than in football.
Was that the thing that shocked you the most?
Yeah, because I was kind of expecting it, because the guy that's kit man at Saracens, Roy, he was kit man way back at Tottenham when I was at Fulham way back 20-odd years ago. So we've always
that's 1998 to 2005, everyone.
Yeah, no, well done. So he worked for Saracens for probably 8 or 10 years, and every time I spoke to him, he was like, "You've got to get out of football. You've got to get into rugby. You've got to get into rugby." And it was funny enough, the fact that I was at Old Albanians putting some embroidery on some boots for what might be straight or one of the Saracens players at the time, and then we were just chatting, and Roy said, "You've got to get into rugby," and I think it was towards the end of the season. And he said, "Do you know what? I think Malcolm at WASP is leaving at the end of the season. Let me make a phone call." So he rang Kev Harmon, who was team manager at the time. Kev said, "Oh,
Kev."
Kev.
I'm surprised he answered his phone. I'm surprised he wasn't doing something.
I think probably at the gym.
Yeah.
We've got pictures of that, haven't we? Anyway.
On the boxing bag.
Yeah. So Kev said, "Funny enough, the job's going on the website in the next couple of weeks. So perfect timing, really." So I applied for it through the normal channels and was lucky enough to get it. If there is a true story, the other guy that was shortlisted on the day, do you know the story about the guy that was shortlisted to, there was two of us finally down to the shortlist and it was all to go for the day. Unlucky for him, really lucky for me.
He went out for a few beers again.
No. This one, I swear, is not down to me. It was unfortunate. On the day of his, I think the day of or the day before his interview, he had a heart attack.
Oh, right, wow.
Boom.
Not.
Lucky for me, like I say, but true, honestly. Hey. Yeah, he's still alive. He's still alive and kicking, and he still wants my job.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I can imagine.
But he's...
I wonder if I expect you to say that, you know. That's proper taking me back, that
is. So he's still alive and kicking. He got another job. Funny enough, he actually then went into football, of all things. He went to Charlton, Forest Green. And again, he found the change the other way. I think impossible to deal with, and he's, like I say, he's still around and
still a kit man.
Last thing I heard, he was driving the cargo van and he went under a low bridge. Another true story. I'm not sure what he's doing now, but we're going off at a tangent there.
I love the thought of like there being like a big group of you on of kit men on Facebook and you're
bitching
just
going,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
You'll never guess that Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's a nightmare.
Yeah, not that one. The other one.
He's a nightmare. Yeah, the real one, as they call him. I'm the fake. I've got a question for you. Do you reckon you can tell coming back into pre-season? Obviously, we've been here, what, we're like 6 weeks in now, aren't we? Like, early on, from the vibe of the players, like, success-wise, how we're going to be, do you know what I mean, this year? Can you pick up on the vibe and obviously, you can pick up if lads are happy or not, that's an obvious one. But in terms of, like, success or happiness, is that an easy one to answer?
I'm not a loaded question in any way, shape or form, that one. No question at all. I'd have to say that, like I say, I've only been in this, like, it's my fifth season at WASP now. But this is as happy as or as good as I've felt it in the time that I've come back. And I do see, I think, a different side to most of you lads and staff. than maybe a lot of other people do, or you do amongst your own groups. Because, as you know, my door's always open. There's always a fridge full of cold things to drink. There's always a happy box of sweeties that people can dip into. But no, this season definitely has, so far, a good feel about it. Today obviously was a rough day for you boys. I can see you both nodding off to sleep. But
no, we're always, you know, on anything goes, the energy's always...
always sky high,
maximum. That'll be it, yeah.
Especially when we've got our favourite guest on.
Exactly.
Well, next week.
That's interesting.
That was a good question, actually.
No, well, we can feel it. Like, it's nice to come back into an environment, and you can tell you're just happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
And we did touch on it last week or whenever it was with Dobby, when we were talking about everyone just seems smiley and whatnot, but we don't have the pressure of games and stuff. But I just do think...
I don't think that'll change it. I don't think even when we get to games, I think the way, certainly the group, as it looks at the moment... Yeah. Seem pretty positive.
Unless you get on, you get on, don't you?
I was going to say, everybody does seem to get on. There's no cliques. I've seen back in football, I've sometimes seen cliques in a dressing room, with some nationalities, like maybe a couple of French people, and really talking in a different language, and it does unsettle everything.
We've talked about all your past jobs, but I also found something else very interesting while I went
people can't see the way you're looking at me, that worries me more than anything.
I've come across a website called startnow.co.uk.
Oh, of course you do,
There was
an agency.
Very, very, very lovely picture of you, and underneath it said AXA, extra, and model.
I think
so this was obviously a career, an off-branch career.
Yeah, I think that was Airfix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Airfix modelling.
And
hand modelling, that was, I think.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It sounded like you were acting, it said, the kit man on Sky One, a bit of a retro show.
Harchester United. Yes.
Dream team.
For the last season of theirs, yeah.
How was that? Like, because obviously from...
What, Dream Team, the show?
Dream team.
You were the kit man.
For the last series, 11, 12, whatever the last series was, yeah.
That's huge.
Isn't it? I'd love one of their shirts, the purple shirts,
dragon. I've still got one.
Have you? Oh, yeah. All your dreams do come true on any sting goes.
So, I've actually got a wet top as well with
the dragon.
I've got one. I'll show you.
That's a great shirt. I only known as Calvin Valentine out of Hollyoaks. That's really embarrassing, isn't it?
Sorry, mate, don't watch Hollyoaks.
Yeah, I mean, that's really embarrassing, isn't it? Sorry.
Well, you've said it now, so you have to go with it.
Yeah, we'll edit that one out. So, did you have any other acting, extra, or model gigs during that time?
See, now I know you already know the answer to this.
Well, you know, I just thought...
It's a silly question.
Maybe we don't.
I thought I would give you the opportunity.
Right, there's a couple I'm pretty sure you can't find. There's one that wasn't intending to be... an actual model, which was something to do with soccer AM. Have you heard that one?
No.
You won't find that one. You wouldn't. It can't be found. So, going back to my football days, I will come back to
all our listeners. Please feel free to find it and hashtag every.
You won't find it because my family has tried to find it, and luckily it's not available anywhere. So, soccer AM, the Saturday morning live TV show. Going back to my days when I was at Fulham, the presenter at the time, Tim Lovejoy, was a big Chelsea
fan. Hell's Bells.
Lovely lady. Got a story about her as well.
No. Is that for the after dark? Is it?
After dark, mate. So, for some reason, we got talking, and Fulham had come up to play a game against Chelsea. I think we were playing at Craven Cottage, and he wanted to make some sort of bet, and it was going silly bet, what was it going to be? Anyway, the loser had to dance for 1 minute live on the programme to the music of the winner's choice, in the kit of the winning team.
Yeah.
I was pretty confident. We were at home, we were doing well. This was Chelsea before they became Chelsea. There was a bit of money there, but it wasn't like it is, anything like it is now. So at the last bit of the set, because the conversation, the bet was done on air, on their programme sort of previous week on the telephone. And at the very death, he said, oh, by the way, you know, the away team get the draw, yeah? Yeah. And of course we drew. So it happened, I think, the following week. If I tell you the day it was the day that England played Greece. I think it was Old Trafford. Remember
Beckham scored a free kick last year.
And it's a day that's ingrained in my mind when something like this happens to you.
Yeah.
So it was an international week. I only lived down the road from Sky Studios at the time in Isleworth, and I lived in Brentford. So I went along thinking it won't be what they've said. It'll just be a take the mickey out of Pansy for losing this bet. So I got there. They said, oh, there's a box there with your kit in. Okay. So they give me a Chelsea shirt and shorts. I think it was medium, so it was deliberately, you know, not the smallest fella, but
They give
me this ridiculous tooth. I mean, the shorts were like Speedos.
I can imagine it in my head. It's
pretty bad. Yeah. I sort of tried to offset it in case this happened by taking my cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. You know, just to kind of stop
in Pudsey Bevan fashion.
Yeah, so I still didn't think...
I mean, actor extra model.
Yeah, obviously.
I still didn't think they were going to go through with it. And, you know, you've got to be on sliding doors in this kit and boots and the programme's on live. And I'm still thinking, no, they're going to, you know, pull me. It's not going to happen. So I'm behind the sliding doors. I'm starting to get quite scared. And if there'd been an emergency exit near me, I would have kicked the door and run. I would have run home. But they were talking, you can hear them talking, and we'll go over to the doors and we'll say, last week we had a bet with Fulham's kit man, Pudsey. And so sure enough, the door's open, all this dry ice smoke, and it's like, I think somebody literally pushed me out onto the stage. So I'm like, oh, hello. I think I did get
live
told
TV.
Off. Yeah, Saturday morning. Watched by everybody you work with, obviously, in that trade. So we had some sort of banter, but I was cacking myself. I think I swore a couple of times, but I told off for it because I was really scared.
Yeah.
I didn't know what music they were going to choose, for one. All I knew was that I was supposed to be going and doing this. This is like a confessional. I'm feeling better for saying it.
That is another part of anything.
So,
counselling.
Yeah, so he said, let's. So this is what you've got to do. Stand here, there's a monitor, there's a clock in the corner there, the monitor. So I'm thinking, What music? What are they going to do? So they went off. Everybody cheered, and for a few seconds, there's nothing at all. And then the music to Footloose comes on.
Not a bad song.
A bad song then,
especially for the cowboy boots and the cowboy hat.
Lucky for me, so I did a little bit of silly dad dancing all the time, being so nervous you wouldn't believe. I think at the end of it, as the clock ticked down the last few seconds, I think I ripped the Chelsea shirt off, so the mic and everything came off with it. I had a Fulham t-shirt underneath, like a warm-up t-shirt, so I kicked that, threw the Chelsea shirt away, kissed the Fulham badge, and just stood there like, everybody thought I was like happy, but I was physically shaking, so I couldn't stop for what just happened.
Hey, fair play. So, and that's nowhere to be found?
No.
I think we can try and dig out, can't we?
But even worse, the away, the following, later in the season, we played at Stamford Bridge. Guess who had the same bet and lost again?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Lost again,
and had to go back on, and this time they stitched me up because they kind of knew more about it. I certainly knew I was more prepared, I thought, for it. So they did the same.
You practice your dancing, don't you?
Mate, but again, I didn't know what song.
Private lessons for a month.
I didn't know what song it was going to be again, so I wasn't as scared, but I was still pretty scared. Same thing, pushed out from the sliding doors. You know, that's a dream for most people anyway, but yeah, not under them circumstances. And this time, they did definitely stitch me up because they stood me there, same bit of banter. There's the clock in the corner. When the music comes on, you start dancing. So the music didn't start, but the clock started ticking down. So everybody's watching live TV. There's me stood there like...
waiting for the music to come on.
Yeah, but everything, like the clock's ticking away in the corner if you're watching it at home. The music, I think it was Bronski beat, you know, the... Small Town Boy was definitely a Bronski beat song. That so like, I'm like, Nick, go dance, Pudsey. You could see me like doing this. What are you talking about? And then I think they put the music on for like the last 10 seconds. But I've been like wandering around and like looking
how
for some help.
No music for 50 seconds.
Exactly. What do you do?
We've got to try and dig that hole. Yeah, it's going to be somewhere.
My family's honestly.
It's worth an email direct.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a challenge for any of the listeners.
I even tried to get it off. You know, Fenners, who was on. I think he's back on it now. I think
Name
I
drop.
Years ago. Yeah, I'll pick up. Because I lived down the road from them, I ended up getting reasonably friendly with them. I'd pop up there and see them sometimes. Yeah.
And he didn't have it.
In fact, do you remember a guy on there that was called Sheephead? You used to do topless weather.
Yeah.
Remember that? Anybody remember that?
A head like a sheep.
Yeah.
He had long hair, didn't he?
He had long hair. He used to literally take his top off and stand outside in front of the weather mat. I've got another story for you after that one.
Drizzle.
Yeah. That's the one. But I've got a great story about him. He's a Bolton fan. And naked penalties.
Again, for the after dark show.
Yeah.
Tell you what, this after dark show is going to be class.
All we need to find a publisher and a ghostwriter. But carry on.
So, obviously, being the kit man at Wasp, we've got a big reveal coming up not too long with the new Wasp kit.
Thursday the 15th.
There you go. The true
Tuesday
kit man knows absolutely everything.
Every kit man knows.
Every kit man knows most things.
All three of us here have seen it.
We've actually, I believe,
I think we've got one here with us.
Here's one I made earlier. In fact, it's two I made earlier.
Oof.
Is the home.
So got the home.
Which is a lovely shade of that colour.
Yes.
Which you could probably guess that the home shirt is.
I like
with a lovely
it.
New sponsor on the front.
Yeah,
what does that say? Vodafone.
Vodafone.
Maybe I'll get
yes.
free.
Exactly. Yeah, no, anyway. Free phones.
But, so that's
free
Vodafone.
Tariffs.
Everybody, that's Vodafone.
Unlimited data.
Everyone's thoughts on the kit?
Yeah, love it.
Do you like that one?
As a front rower and fat guy, I'm happy that it is
hugs you in all the right places.
So you. And for binding, it's a decent shirt, is it?
It is, yeah, it is. No, it's proper. It's quality. The shirt is quality, but you're more worried about the pattern, aren't you?
As a vein front row.
Well, mate, honestly.
How the game's changed, Tom. If your drum's big, your drum's big. Mate. There's not much you can do about it.
Well, put it this way, I need some seriously good lighting.
As we found out from our Chris Lowe, the nutritionist, 75 mils.
75
Congratulations,
mils, thank you. Cheers, guys.
The biggest he's ever been.
Guys, that's technically not, but
no, so that's the home.
Something I've been talking to Under Armour for quite a few years is trying to get something like this put into the shirt, which we haven't had.
Yes,
if you want to explain what that is, because obviously people can't see it.
So, we normally have a sports bra,
GPS vest,
yeah. Which you know,
the small unit,
which you know, measures all our distances, high speed meters, collisions, gives us quite a lot of data, which you know is crucial, especially in the modern game, for recovery and keeping everything. And Under Armour have actually put a little pouch in, which will make it a lot easier for the lads, especially on them hot days, and that you don't want to wear
just an extra layer, isn't
extra
it?
Layer, so. And especially with these, how tight these tops are, like it can be quite restricting to have that on as well. So that's a nice little feature that Under Armour have done. But all round, I think the fans are going
to
love it.
And reasonably easy to wash from my side of things. This is the big reveal, exclusive to you boys.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. The colour of the kit is...
Whoa!
Wow!
Sunglasses on, is it?
Yeah. Sunglasses on. What do you think about that? It still says Vodafone quite prominently on the front. That's Vodafone.
There's no missing that, is there?
None at all.
I really like it. I actually do really like that.
I really like it. I think it's... like I said, I like them.
The shorts.
And socks are... Big fan. Love that.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, looking forward to media day already.
When's that?
28th. Yes!
Came a voice from afar.
We'll get all the content.
Are you going to get me a GIF?
I'm going to get you a lot of GIFs.
GIFs. Right, hold on a minute.
What is that anyway?
Yeah, I think that's just...
That's up for debate, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think that is up
what's,
for debate.
What's that?
You know the little videos that you get on social media and it's like a little clip and it sort of like goes round on a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a really good one of me flossing, which I didn't even know was happening, so they actually recorded it without me knowing.
Oh, image rights?
Image rights, yeah.
The one that they did the baby shark of us last year?
Yes.
Was that one?
I think they've done a little GIF, but it's
a little what?
Little GIF.
Yeah, it's not Tom Vale, that
there's
is not
a GIF. There's only one person in the room.
In the world.
GIF is what you put on your pancakes on Shrove.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Thank you.
It is.
As well
on that, yeah.
Oh, that's SIF, isn't it, the clean? I was going to say that.
Yeah, that used to be Ajax when I was a kid.
At home, do not put SIF on your pancakes.
No.
That could
have
a lot of issues.
That's how Pudsey got the bear job, wasn't it?
I keep talking about that.
So we've got a few questions off Twitter.
Have you?
A weekly segment that we do, yeah, they have. I've got from...
All from my family, I suppose.
From @numnuts. Do you prefer Argentinian wine or Chilean wine?
Italian.
Oh, red. Wow.
So, of those two...
Congratulations for making your own question.
Of those two options...
Neither.
I would say Chilean, but my favourite would be Italian.
Little fun fact, I'm actually a level one smellier.
Are you?
Yeah. So I've got
smelly what?
Smelly
feet.
Again, that's for the.
I'm sure that's what he said.
Level one smelly feet.
Well, you should know, Huds. You should know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a level one smelly.
See, I'm a level four drinker of wine, which is.
That's
very. Are you trying to take it to the next level or not?
If I can remember to, yeah.
And then from @AdHarps, who is the fussiest player when it comes to kit?
At this club?
I would say. Should we do it whilst past or present?
Yeah.
Or just present? Past and present. Yeah, that you've come across at WASP.
See, fussy, I wouldn't say there's anybody that's fussy. This is the big difference between sort of you guys is, you know, some people have their cut-off socks, some people will have a bit of base layer, but that's standard. There's nothing unusual, nothing untoward.
What about like a, I'm sure, don't some lads have like a fresh shirt to put on at half-time?
Nathan used to sweat like a...
God, he was so sweaty. Yeah, he used to wear that sticky spray as well, you high-five him.
Yeah.
You can't, literally, your hands getting...
You're either sliding off him or sticking.
Yeah, there's no in-between,
is there? No, there's no in-between.
No, I mean, I've always got a second shirt for everybody, obviously in case one rips or tears during a game, but I've always got a second shirt, so if the weather's really, really bad, everybody's got the option if they ask or they want another shirt, I'd never not have that.
Here's one for you. My Prem debut for Wasps, I was on the bench against Saracens, we're on the bus, and Tommy Taylor's turned grey next to me on the bus, and he's eating this like pesto pasta. It absolutely stunk. It nearly turned me grey. And he's obviously ill, and he's like, in true Tommy fashion, he's like, no, I'll play. He runs out onto the pitch, throws up everywhere, doesn't he?
Mm.
And then get back in, Dad's like, Cruzy, you're starting. Tommy's whatever, he's throwing up his
ill. That pasta he gave Tommy's what?
Yeah. And yeah, I made everyone pasta that day.
Anyone want any on Tommy? Do you want some more? Yeah.
But then obviously,
But you didn't play. You didn't play with Taylor on the back.
No. Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Yeah.
That the magic of Kitman.
Magic of Kitman. Another number two shirt. So arises out of nowhere. And
I'd take one for every starting player, obviously with a name, which we have to do in the Premier League. Generally, I'll take the second shirt if I've got one with your name on, or I'll take a blank or without a number, the corresponding number, but without a name on. But I also take some plain blank shirts with no numbers, no names on, and a set of numbers. So a home game, I've got a printing machine, I can do it in a couple of minutes. But generally, even at an away game, most other kit men, every kit man knows, we'll all help each other out. Yeah. So whichever club that would be, would generally, and if they don't, the club shop generally has one as well. So it's happened a few times where we've had to, at the last minute, run around and physically make a shirt with a name and number.
And you've actually got to think about, you've got to think about sizes as well, haven't you? Because obviously, me and Tommy...
You're the same size shirt, luckily.
Yeah. But obviously, if Big Ash is playing, you've got him squeezing into my shirt.
It won't happen,
will it? Or me wearing his shirt.
It won't happen. With the best will in the world, Ashley won't get into your shirt, will he?
Yeah.
So I'll take spares of every size from medium to 4XL. I'll take a couple of every plain blank shirt.
Yeah.
In the
bottom. You've got a couple
box.
Of real bases, haven't you? Cause you get
and I'll take two of every number as well, so that's covered any eventuality.
Tom Cruise has had a couple of times where you've been a few different people, haven't you? Do you not remember Exeter away?
Oh my God, I forgot about this story.
So this is an absolute classic.
It is a classic. So we're in the changing room, Exeter away, and you get the old brief, don't you, off the referee. This particular game was JP Doyle. And JP Doyle's come in, usual, you know, a few handshakes here and there, because he's briefing the front rows on the scrum and whatnot.
And he's
speaking
to
Lodge as captain.
No,
right. Worse. And he's he's caught me out. And he's got round to me, and he said, oh, congratulations. And I've just panicked and said thank you, and shook his hand.
Put him right.
Only for me to realise that in the week, Tom Dunn had been called up into the England squad, and he's obviously thought that I was Tom Dunn.
Playing for Wasps.
Playing for Wasps, yeah.
So Tom Dunn's had a weekly transfer.
So, I didn't know how to take it, really, because I'm either like, well, he's obviously, you know, he's happy with me, he thinks I'm decent, he just thinks that I'm good enough for an England call-up. But on the flip side, he thinks I'm Tom Dunn, so he doesn't actually have a clue who I am.
So if he booked you, he would have booked him, not you.
Well, yeah.
You could have given his name got away with...
Yeah, so I suppose so.
In real life terms, you got Tom Dunned.
Yeah, I did get Tom Dunn. But did you bring a Tom Dunn shirt? Ask me that.
Do you know, I don't think I did. I've always got a permanent marker in my pocket, so I could have made it into that name.
I've got a couple of stories here, because you know we're talking about shirt sizes and stuff.
Yeah.
We obviously need some big ones, some big lads knocking about. And
Kieran Brooks.
Mm. Do you want to expand on that when he was at Northampton?
I can't really expand on Kieran Brooks. He's as expanded as you can get.
Can you explain his shirt situation at Northampton?
I know what we're talking about, because we've already discussed doing it potentially this year here.
Okay.
As you said, the shirts are good quality. They're expensive. They're fitted. They're snug, basically. Yeah. So they don't feel comfortable on everybody. naturally. So no matter how big a size you go up to, you then lose something in other parts of the shirt, and certainly the performance side of it. So from what I understand, the really good expensive shirts, the authentic shirts as such, he didn't or couldn't wear, well, they couldn't get him in a size big enough for him to be comfortable. That's me being polite.
So he's being a footballer and being fussy, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, but I'm nodding my head at the same time. Anyway, so he ended up wearing, I think for most of this, I think his last season that he was there, the replica shirt, the same as the one you were buying in the shop.
The fans buy in,
yeah,
in the shop.
Exactly the same shirt, probably half the price, but as he
said,
we were talking about it today, funny enough, and he felt much more comfortable in it. So it's something that, if it's possible this year.
You're going to go for it?
Potentially.
They are heavier,
though, aren't they? And last year there was a slight difference. You could tell the difference in the look, so we couldn't do it for him last year because we did look at doing that.
And obviously, like you said, performance-wise, the authentic shirt is built binding. Specifically,
so yeah. Can't be grabbed.
Yeah, it can't be grabbed. It lasts the test of time.
Yeah, so a shirt could last, you know, each player could possibly go through two or three shirts a season. And again, it's something we're talking about today, something like that. Possibly you could go through one or two a game, I reckon.
One or two a game?
It's possible. Yeah, certainly in the front row you're going to
Yeah, we have a few, don't we, with binds and stuff in the scrum and whatnot like that.
Yeah.
I've got another story. I wasn't at Rotherham at the time, of a lad. So he's had a similar issue with the old stretcher shirt.
It was one of them that you wasn't there.
Was it me? What was
his initials?
I think he still plays, so I can't be chucking anyone under
the
bus.
It was the real Tom Cruise.
So he had a shirt that was too tight, basically. And lads have come in from the warm-up to get their shirt back on and looked over, and he's got one of those big gym Swiss balls and stretching his shirt over it.
So it's not Chris Bell, is it?
Yeah.
Is it Chris Bell?
It was,
he tells a similar story.
He tells
a story about when he was at Wasp. No, maybe when he was at... Was he at Sale? He was somewhere up north. He had an issue with...
Cruzy's also played at Sale. So all I'm saying is...
Chris Bell tells that story. He's got on once through an intercept, so... Sorry, lads. I've let the side down there, haven't I?
Ticked it off.
Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen from a kit man side is... You turn... Obviously, we go early and prepare the dressing room. And then there's a change, and they don't tell you. So I think once, I can't remember what game it was, but we come out to help unload the coach when you get there, get the medical things off, and somebody steps off the bus, and you're thinking, what are you doing?
Ian there.
What are you doing? You're not even a travelling reserve. What are you doing? And straight away you're thinking, what if he's... So, again, cool. You're lucky you have spare shirts. You can do something with it.
Was Belly a big old boy in the day, was he?
No, I don't think it was down to him. I think it was down to a logistical problem with my predecessor. Before they upgraded.
And you had the old small shirt locked and loaded, and it was the other way around.
Yeah, it was definitely, again, I don't know what the reason was.
See, what's wrong with the good old back in the day shirt? You know, the old, like.
When I first started at Fulham, there was two sizes.
Baggy shirts.
Well, one size it fits
one
you
size
or
not. Fits now everything's fitted, isn't it? But like I say, it's performance stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get into winter and you've got those wet cotton shirts, and I might actually get over 100 kilos out of it if we do that. Mm-hmm. To be fair,
exactly. You never know. Yeah. Not for 76 meals, though.
Guilty.
We also were going to ask you what the strangest thing you've ever found in the change room, but we think we know what it is.
Well, in our
changing room, or that I've heard of other people.
Because there's a famous story.
From football a few years ago, when a club was, I think they were ground sharing, two teams from around about South London. The kit man turned up to set up the dressing room, and there was something rather nasty,
unsavoury,
and smelly in the middle of the dressing room.
I believe.
I think ours
the legend be, that has it. So.
Ours could be quite similar then.
Yeah, ours the unsavoury.
Are you talking
about
the French team that has squat toilets?
No, we're not.
They're pretty nasty.
It is nasty when a few lads have got a bit of a dicky tummy, and then you've got the nervous, and there's a queue for the whole.
And there's
no rope
to hold on to.
There's no rope.
There's no handles.
You're in studs.
Yeah.
Our story comes from last season, Exeter away.
In the toilets again.
No.
Well, it's a toilet story.
The smell.
No, it's a certain weird Bradley Shields.
Oh, of course. I thought you meant when you arrived.
No, okay.
How much of the story do you want?
Well,
Brad had to leave the field during the game. He got hit in the stomach and winded. So he So he trotted off.
Which was also the pitch.
And as usual, like a little puppy dog, I'm running along behind him. Everton right, Brad. Everton right, Brad.
With a bucket underneath him.
Well, I think it was a pooper scooper I was chasing. You know, one of those poo bags. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so...
Don't get a fan, do you?
So me and Brad...
It's the brand finding it or something.
Yeah. Got to pick up your poop, haven't you?
So me and Brad, we still... We joke about it now, but we've got this bond that nobody can ever break, that me and him shared something that afternoon. I mean, shared something that afternoon.
The best thing was that Exeter sideline were going absolutely mental, going, where, like, wouldn't let us bring anyone on, wouldn't let us... They wanted the game to start straight back away.
Yeah.
And...
Well, did he come off mid?
Yeah, but no one knew what was going on.
Yeah,
well, I thought everybody knew because the microphones picked up. Did Nathan telling the whole world?
Oh, did he? Did he shout?
Yeah.
Because I was stood obviously right near the touchline, and I'm thinking, oh, he's gone off for a HIA. We must be bringing someone on. But then they're like, we can't put anyone on. Like there was this kind of couple of minutes of absolute
I think this was a BIA. Anyway, come on.
But yeah, obviously, so Brad's. You know,
classic weird Brad, isn't it?
Weird Brad.
But I like
I don't think he did it on purpose, to be fair.
I don't know.
But we've shared this moment now that nobody can ever take
away
from us.
Not many people have shared a moment like that, to
be fair. And the best thing is that those shorts were reused.
Didn't you, every kit man knows those shorts? You didn't, did you?
Which, the inner shorts or the outer? The outer shorts, the inner shorts,
I think a lucky
were fine to be used again, and he carried on using the rest of the season.
That's gritty from Brad, I like that.
From Brad?
Yeah.
He
and yourself. Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's tricky from somebody.
From you.
But, yeah.
And what happened to the other shorts? Did you ever kick my nose them? You didn't, did you?
I think my wife's still wearing it. We can cut that bit, can't we? We can cut that. She won't listen anyway.
We've also had one other question from a player that left last year.
And he'll remain anonymous, might pick up.
You might be able to work out who it is. He says, "Do you miss last year's number 40, and how does he compare to this year's number 40?"
This is squad numbers, by the way.
Okay, so this is a guy with a really posh double-barrelled name who now plays in Manchester. No, I can't think.
He knows his kit.
He knows his kit.
I know their sizes. I know your boot sizes.
How long do you reckon it takes for you to forget someone's kit size, boot size? Never.
Well, let's put it to the test then. Give us, Bash, it's like someone who's not here when you were first here, so that's what, 5 years ago.
Christian Wade, boot size?
9.5. UK 9.5.
But we don't know the.
but you can tell by the confidence though, I think.
Okay. Correct.
Correct. I've just checked it, yeah. I've just Wikipedia'd that.
The confidence sold it.
Thanks, mate.
What about Hask's squad number?
His training number?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, because I'm trying to put it in like order of like 1, 2, 3.
Can we have, we're having general knowledge and a sports round and music?
And a sweet round, which is known as a favourite on this podcast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Music, I'll give you a music round, a little fact you told me.
Did I?
Yeah, about the House Martins bass guitarist.
The bass guitarist? Which was Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim.
That was the fact you told me. Great fact, I bring that out a lot.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So,
because you're into your music,
but
aren't
did I tell you the other one about the drummer from the House Martins?
No.
Who ended up in prison for, I think, was it an axe attack or arson?
No.
Yeah.
You know too many dodgy peaches.
No, well, he's...
How good will I be in a pub quiz?
Very good.
But nobody ever invites me.
An obscure one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you drink all the beers.
And you try and take their jobs as well. You get them full of beers and you take their jobs.
And aspirin, told you.
Should we move on to our favourite segment, which is the...
Clicking pens?
Clicking pens and banging tables.
I think we've done quite well.
Wait, hold on. 2 minutes. 2 minutes until the police siren so we need
click
to...
Click check.
Yeah.
No, obviously, it was a favourite part of the show last week, so it's the...
Well, it depends if you were eating them or not.
Yeah, true. They were.
Do you want to sort of share that, because I know what you're talking about?
We're talking about the...
We need to think of a name for it.
Well, I liked the way you brought so much energy with this. You were like, reveal your sweet. I loved it.
Okay, yes. Pudsey, reveal your sweet.
Yes.
Great energy.
See, now, they've been sat in my hot, sweaty
pocket. Where were you getting these from now, Pudsey?
Pudsey,
it's not chocolate.
They're in his sock.
It's not chocolate.
Pudsey's been wearing Brad's.
Can you guess from that side? Can you guess?
Yes. I've got it licorice.
Go on.
Licorice. We're like flyers, are they called?
Ooh,
with like with sherbet in the middle.
The twisty round ones.
See, this is what they're actually called.
Wheels.
Oh, no, they aren't what I thought they were.
I'm not going to... Pudsey... I'm not going to lie.
See, that's old school.
Explain to
that's
the people
old
what they
school.
Are, because we
I'm
can see them.
Old school.
They
that's
are
old school.
Called licorice Catherine wheels, natural colours and natural flavours.
They were just lying around in the van.
Oh, so
I don't
not,
know how long they've been
there. They're not
your
they're,
big show.
I also brought you a cable tie and a small sachet of milk.
I think
because
I
they were in the van
well,
as well.
You've got a button in your pocket as well.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely need
a bit of string.
Yeah,
just random things from the van.
So, I don't know if you heard that, but Pudsey's got a long
just gifts.
Life.
I thought I'd bring gifts.
Semi-skimmed milk sachet.
And a cable tie.
A cable tie. And his sweets are licorice Catherine wheels.
I think I'd rather eat the cable tie than these, to be honest. I
they look the same.
Well, should we give them a try?
These are your favourite sweets, or are these, it is that's two they're, weeks
they're
in a row where
they're
people,
one of my favourite sweets. They're one of my favourite sweets.
Okay, I'm gonna
because my mum always said that licorice is good to help you keep you regular and make you go a lot.
Full of fibre, is it? Or
yeah,
just
I don't know. Just that's what I was told.
It's an urban myth.
I think it's probably
I'm
an urban
I'm
myth.
Rustling the pack.
And it makes your tongue black as well. It's always funny.
That's from the trap.
It's impossible to get into. So
yeah, because
right,
they've been in his pocket for 3 days.
There you go. The big reveal.
Oh, they're alright to look.
Packaging, very hard to get into, but the reveal, very good. I'm going to go for a pink one, because, you know, it's my favourite colour.
Aesthetics.
Aesthetic. I've got to go
getting,
for it.
I don't that's
need,
a high
I don't
score
need,
for
I don't need blue or green sweets. That's one thing. So I'm
right,
quite restricted
go,
to what I
go
I
for
have.
A smell?
Smells low.
Oh my god. I honestly didn't think we could go more downhill than a yoghurt covered skittle. And I don't.
Oh,
I know,
to be fair,
I know.
Maybe it's because they've been in my pocket for
yeah.
2.5 days.
I don't know
days.
What that smell is, but to be honest.
I think it's Brad Shields shorts. Oh my.
were they in the van or did I find them in the car?
It smells like post Exeter Chiefs Brad Shields shorts.
How are we going to attack this? Are we going for a full bite so we get a bit of middle and. Which is honestly.
How do you eat them? We'll
I
eat them.
Don't know, I wouldn't eat that. <That's>... I told you I found them in the car.
I'm so nervous about this.
I was going to say you found them in Sean's car, so, but they wouldn't be there anymore.
No.
Should we go big bites?
Nothing edible
middle,
in Sean's car.
We'll go for a big bite so you get a bit of all of it, okay?
Yeah, go on,
okay.
Off you go.
Right, 3, 2, 1.
So I don't.
I don't think I can eat.
Isn't that a whole part of it? You have to eat what the guest brings.
Yeah, too right. It'd be rude not to eat. That's what you were saying, the difference between rugby and footballers.
Footballers wouldn't.
He'd eat that out of politeness.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's Taz, isn't it?
Sell by day. Oh. When was 2013?
It's after our jobs again,
when,
mate. That's why.
When
I
was 2013?
You know when you're going to be sick because your mouth's saliva so much?
Honestly, I'm going to be dead. Very honest with you now. I don't mind it. But it's not sweet. I'm not. That isn't a treat at all, is it?
Actually,
it grows on you, doesn't it?
No, I've just bit into it. I thought it'd mellowed out, and then I bit into it, and it just. Oh my god.
I'm giving it a 5.
Five.
No, it's worse.
A 5
than
out of 20. What?
Yeah. I'm giving it a 4 out of 10 for you.
Oh, okay.
they're not very nice. All are they?
I didn't know I was supposed to bring nice sweets. I thought it was something as a challenge. Like
a challenge.
What, to make us sick?
Yeah, possibly.
Can we get a bucket for Josh, please?
Honestly.
You can take the rest down for your little one if you want.
I can't eat that. I literally can't eat that. I'm going to have to have a bucket.
Thanks, like, Chris Kerr.
Oh, my God.
Is that genuine? Yeah, you're not genuine.
The only bit that's nice.
Can I have that
bit
you didn't want? Is
that licorice as well?
Don't let it go to waste, please.
Oh, mate. Can I have that?
Go on. Oh, yes. So, for the people that can't see, which is all of you because it's a podcast, Pudsey's just.
Do you know what?
It's better
regurgitated and warmed up than it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because you don't have to chew it again, so you can just swallow it.
I didn't even chew that, so. The worst thing is the middle bit, which looks like a. Covered fruit pastel.
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah.
It's licorice.
Yeah.
So you can't get away from it. You can't escape the licorice.
It's a licorice with a licorice chaser.
Yeah, taste, that's a 1 for me. It's horrendous.
Why 1? Why not none?
Because it was unedible. I've just spat it out.
So is that none?
No, because. the coating of the licorice in the middle is none.
So you're not going to take the last couple home for your little boy, then?
No. Yeah, 1 for taste.
Presentation?
Presentation.
They were nicely lined up in.
Yeah, they were nicely lined up in the packet. I'll give you that. So I'll give you a 5 for presentation. Bring it back up. Smell.
No, it's limited.
Yeah, limited. 0.5.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just it gets 0.5 just because it had a smell.
Yeah, I think I'm going to eat the cable tie now.
What about the long life milk?
I'd check the sell-by date on that as well. Because I know it's been in the van. I don't know what's been in the van. I just bought gifts out of the van. I don't.
Even your long life milk is out of date.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not got a best before.
Isn't the clue in the name long life?
Well, it's
last forever.
Another the sweet situation is.
So you're saying that people that come on
should bring their favourite sweets.
So my thought on this is, if you're asked to bring some sweets, that generally you would go for some sweets that you fancy.
I do like these. One of the reasons I like things like this is because my wife's vegan, and because there's gelatine in them, she won't eat them, so she can't pinch them.
Yes, yeah,
so there's logic behind that.
Yeah, science.
I don't necessarily like them, but I know she can't pinch them.
Gelatine in a lot of sweets.
Can she eat anything if she's vegan?
Grass. Lettuce.
Dust.
Well, sometimes you just scoop stuff out from under the fridge.
Put it in the microwave.
Whip something up with that. But it all depends what's there, really.
Yeah, so to all our future guests, if you're listening, which we hope you are, please bring in sweets that are your favourite. We'll try them with a...
It's almost become a competition to who can bring the worst sweet.
To be fair, that's...
Am I winning?
You're winning, yeah. You're, honestly, you're top of that.
I didn't think you could have topped it, but you've done it.
So now you've said that, people are... Yeah. Whatever you say, they're going to try and bring in the worst kind of sweet.
Yeah. Well, I challenge them to find a worse sweet than that,
yeah,
honestly.
I think that's my worst nightmare in a sweet.
Is there a prize at the end of the season?
Yeah, us being
sick. Pack of those.
Two packs of them.
Honestly, they were horrid. Fair play to you. Shall we... you're looking at you now, obviously, again, it's a podcast, people can't see you. and I'm clicking my pen again, apologies. You've got a big beard and your hair's getting very, very long.
Yes, it is.
And I believe...
And grey, but...
And grey, well, you're a silver fox.
Highlight.
You're 10% Clooney, aren't you?
Yeah, old grey bear. Yeah,
90% puts up. Yeah. That's a good combination.
Do you say Clooney or Rooney? Because there's a big difference
there. It's been a bit on social media, but for the people that haven't heard it, do you want to expand a little bit on why you're growing your hair?
I'm growing my hair because on Friday the 30th of August, so the end of this next sort of 4-week block that you boys, as you've said, are going to be working quite hard for, I'm having my hair, potentially my beard, shaved off as well for Macmillan Cancer, Brave the Shave, something they do every year. So I'm asking people to sponsor me for that, as much or as little as they can. And some boys have been quite generous. Some people haven't donated at all yet, but I'm sure they will.
This sounds like such a claim, right? And I was... Jess will vouch for me, because we were in bed in the morning and I had to get out of bed and get my wallet.
Was I looking at you?
And I went through the whole process to do it. Have I done it? Because I put...
See, now you're putting me on...
I've not even checked, he's calling us out and he's not even checking.
I'm going to do it live on air.
Live on air, this is huge.
If you're doing it live on air,
yeah.
How much are you
paying? How much are you going to do? Right, we should play a game, right?
And there's no pressure now.
Yeah, and
there
should be a question. Now. And if you get it right, it's a certain amount. If you get it wrong, then it's another amount.
Go on then.
Okay.
How many?
Seven.
Right. So we'll go. Right. What's a fair amount? Do I do 40 and 20?
No. If he gets it right, I'll donate £100.
And if he gets
which
it wrong,
is roughly the same as some of the other lads have done. Just saying.
Oh, jeez, these lads have got a lot of money.
It varies from 10 to 100.
Man's got twins on the way.
Yeah. All I'm saying is it varies.
If he gets it wrong,
I'll donate 50.
Right.
It's win-win for me, thank you.
Do we have any questions from the back room?
No.
I've got a question, and I feel like you might know it, but I'm not too sure.
You should make it easy if you want him to put more money. It should be the easiest question
as
well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Saying, yeah,
if you make it difficult...
I don't want you to get it wrong now.
So are you siding with your operator?
No,
or are you looking to help the charity? Are you looking to help the charity?
No. I can't say no because it's a charity, but this is a complete stitch up. You two planned this before you come in, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
You put it in my head, so I brought it up.
Only 100. Anyway, go on. You said he'd go higher.
All right, I'll do 101, so I'm the highest.
You are the highest if you do that. You are, so far. You said he'd go 200.
What's Josh Bassett's worst ever sweet? two worst ever sweets. I don't know whether to go tries or appearances or...
See, now I've got no chance.
Yeah, see...
I don't follow rugby. I don't like rugby. So.
Nah.
Just you pick whatever question you want to pick, Tom. Don't let him sway you.
Because I think he must probably scored 44 tries. Is that the question? How
many
scored?
How many tries has this young gentleman in front of your eyes right now scored in the famous black and gold?
See, I think it's 44. That's like, anywhere near there?
Am bit of suspense. Bit of suspense.
Am I anywhere near there?
Josh?
Are you Googling it yourself?
He doesn't know.
You're looking at it yourself.
Can we get some from the social media department?
You just told him.
How did he?
Just checking.
There's not many things I do know, but that just sticks in my mind because it's a four and a four.
Yeah.
105 games.
Yeah.
40. 40.
Yes!
Thank you.
That's huge.
That's payable to P. Bevan.
Yeah,
I'll give.
Bravely saved.
I was gonna give £100 anyway.
101, so.
But I'll give you 100.
That makes you the highest.
No, I'll give you 150 puds. So because it's for a good cause and.
Can I have half?
You've
in
done
cash?
So much for charity.
All
so.
Right, can I have half in cash?
Let's continue.
It would still go in the collection box.
When you say shave, is it just shave or are we fully down to? Are we?
I don't know, it depends on whoever decides to go the furthest. And
how much money do we have to raise to fully wet shave the full head of Pudsey?
Well, I'd not even considered that one. I'd put a target of 999 as the basic, you know,
just the hair off.
I'd said 15. Yeah, so I look like Nemo. I'd said 1500 to do the beard as well. Although my wife's already written a check out for the difference because she definitely wants that to go. And then anything over that, happy for the legs to be done or. There's nowhere
the
else
legs?
To shave, there's nowhere else to be shaved on me because I do the rest myself anyway.
You beat it, don't you?
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's different ways of doing it.
Well, I've been put on the line here, bud, so yeah. Don't you?
Nobody else has, have they?
Exactly. So that's the least you can do for what we've
money
done.
Money Bassett here.
Is it?
Yeah,
but it's tax deductible, I think. You'll get most of it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he knows that as well.
It's alright, the little man's not getting any birthday presents now. It's very good for
him. He wasn't anyway.
Taking the rest of those sweets.
Yeah.
No, he likes his son.
So now we move on to the final part of our show.
Yep.
Were you listening last week? Be honest, have you listened
have
to
you listened?
I listened to some of it. I listened to some of it, but that pen clicking just put me over the edge. I couldn't
Morse code.
Follow it up. Yeah.
So you're not going to listen because we're doing it again this week. So you're not going to listen
as much as last week. Last week, from the start of it, it was constantly clicking.
Sorry about
clicking.
That. Sorry to anybody listening last week if you got fed up of the clicking. It won't happen again. Keep coming back to listen.
So I did listen to it and I enjoyed it for what I did listen to.
There you go. Payment summary all done.
Well done, Josh. Fair play to you.
£1.12.
To be fair, he didn't know though. It's good. He knows his players, doesn't he, Pudsey?
Yeah.
Like he knows how many appearances I've got.
I don't know how many appearances you've got. Was that the question? Tom can't help me this time. Is it 56?
No.
For anyone at home listening, Tom tried to tell him the answer and just made up a complete wrong one. So
56.
Yeah, I've done you there.
46.
Well, no, I don't have to give £1 million.
Seven, six.
God, I can feel my bank balance just breathing a sigh of relief.
So this is a game we play either week.
Yeah.
It's called Either Or. Tom will rattle through some things. You've got to choose one of them. There will hopefully be a few tricky ones in there for you.
Okay, I wasn't aware of this. Nobody told me about this one. But
one bit of feedback from last week is
don't click your pen.
Don't bang your chair against the table leg. And don't sit on the fence. That's all I'm going to say.
You get splinters in your
without further ado, I'll put you over to my co-host, Tom Cruise.
Are they... You give me two options.
I give you this or this, and you just have to give me a quick fire.
So just the answer, not a reason?
No, just the answer. We're just going to go bang, 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 bang. And it's quite a short one this week because...
Because you're fed up, tired, and you forgot the safe word.
And we've dragged this out so long.
Forgot the safe word.
So, Dad, this is for you, because I think you're the only person listening now. So, without further ado, here we go. Wine or beer?
Wine.
Red or white?
Red.
Table or chair?
Table.
Socks or shorts?
Shorts.
Pants or boxers?
Neither.
Brad or Shields?
Brad.
Milk or shake?
Milk.
Pat or Brina?
Pat.
Lee or tits?
Neither.
PlayStation or Mega Drive?
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Licorice or Skittles?
Licorice.
Cruise or Bassett?
Cruise, because you asked him
questions. Yeah!
donated to the charity. He hasn't even donated. You can't pay your way into Putty's.
He's going to pay more than you did. So that means I had to choose him.
So that means I've got an appointment with the bank on Thursday to go and remortgage my house.
To feed your kid as well.
He just set you up for a fall. He told you the wrong number of appearances. And that's how I get repaid.
Yeah. It's only because I was looking at him and he was asking a question. I do appreciate your generous donation.
I've just been watching you.
We're done.
You're gonna have to ring up the organisation.
I've just been watching while you were doing that. He was trying to cancel the bank. He was talking to the bank trying to cancel that, saying he's had his card stolen.
I'm disappointed. So this will be my last episode of Goes.
Which retirement.
But no.
So you give me some difficult. Difficult question.
Yeah, they're a bit random, aren't they? Like, where'd you go with? I gave you pants or boxers, and you said neither.
Brad or Shields?
Commander.
Brad or Shields?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You said Brad.
You went with Brad.
Yeah. I think that's a good answer.
I told you, we've got this. You can't shake that bond that we've got from Exeter last season. We'll always have that moment, me and Brad.
Yeah, you will. So I think that about wraps us up this week, doesn't it?
It does. So thank you very much, Pudsey, for coming.
Thank you.
Not thank you very much for bringing them horrendous sweets.
I thought they were nice. Even the second time round, they were quite nice.
You're more than willing to eat the rest of it out of the bin as well. I will be keeping the cable tie.
So. You're keeping it up.
Yeah. And thank you everybody for listening as well. So remember to look out on social media on at Wasps Rugby for any updates on the podcast. Any feedback is more than welcome. And also, I think we'll give a little clue for our next guests in a couple of weeks' time. They're all Kiwi.
You work it out. That's all we have time for today. Thank you all for listening. And don't forget, here at WASS,
anything goes.